This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. What's the holiday season without amaryllis? Not nearly as pretty. Once you get your order placed and they're in your home, what do? Before bloom, keep your amaryllis in a sunny window away from cold drafts. When the flower buds start to show color, move your plant out of direct sunlight. Keep it in bright, indirect light. Cooler temps and lower light levels will preserve your blooms for a longer time. They're sensitive to cold, so don't put them near the door where they may get blasted from all the comings and goings of your household. As for watering, wait till the top 2 inches is dry, then water till it drains out the bottom. Empty the saucer and leave it be. Do not let it sit in water or the bulb will rot. Fertilize at half strength when the plant is growing and blooming. After the bloom is off the amaryllis, you can treat it like a sun-loving houseplant. Cut the blooms off after they've flowered so they don't form seeds. Leave the foliage till it's yellowed. I have complete information from the University of Minnesota for every step of your amaryllis journey. The secret to keeping a healthy plant is to let them keep growing. There are a huge variety of amaryllis, including striped Amadeus, whose blooms create a show of double white petals blushed with red streaks from center to tip. Ooh, how about a little United Nations? All the petals are boldly striped white and red. And then there's Stardust and Susan, and something completely different, Rolona. Yes, you can find them all on gardenbite.com with links on how to get them. There are so many. And if it's a hostess gift, just write out a few instructions along with the plant. In fact, I have one on my website you can just copy, paste, and print. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.